Iraq, Prime Minister assassination attempt followed threats from Iran-backed militias. By Gabrielle Reyes on November 8, 2021. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi survived an assassination attempt on Sunday during which an unidentified party targeted his Baghdad residence with an explosive-laden drone, Reuters reported. Qadhimi's home is located in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone, a central district housing international embassies and other buildings and residences associated with diplomats. An explosive-laden drone attacked Qadhimi's residence in the early morning hours of November 7 in a failed assassination attempt, according to a statement by the Iraqi military's security media cell. Prime Minister Qadhimi was unharmed in the incident and is in good health, the statement confirmed, adding that the cell was taking necessary measures to ensure the leader's continued safety. Prime Minister Qadhimi issued text and video statements via social media on November 7, in which he confirmed that his home was the target of a cowardly attack. "Praise God, I am fine and so are those who work with me," he added. Al Arabiya cited an unnamed Iraqi security source as saying two of Qadhimi's bodyguards were injured in the attack to an undisclosed degree. Prime Minister Qadhimi called for calm and restraint on the part of everyone for the good of Iraq in his Sunday statements. "Cowardly rocket and cowardly drones do not build countries or futures," Qadhimi added. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the drone attack on Qadhimi's home on November 7. The incident occurred during a period of unrest in Iraq following a contested parlamentary election last month, Reuters noted on Sunday. On Friday, November 5, 125 people were injured and an unconfirmed number were killed when supporters of political parties affiliated with pro-Iran militia groups of the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, hashed al-Shabi in Arabic, stormed the Green Zone and clashed with security forces, the media outlet recalled. They had been staging a sit-in in central Baghdad for days contesting the election results. Hashed-affiliated parties like the Fatah Alliance lost seats in the vote. Rudwa, which is a news outlet affiliated with Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region, detailed. Sunday's failed assassination followed threats against Mr. Qadhimi from an Iran-backed militia leader. Though the armed groups denied responsibility and no one immediately claimed the attack, the Wall Street Journal, observed. Qais Ghazali, the leader of one of Iraq's largest pro-Iran militias, Asaib al-Haq, accused Mr. Qadhimi of directing the use of live ammunition at the protesters, according to the newspaper. Militia groups held a funeral march for the slain demonstrator, a well-known member of the militia. Mr. Ghazali said that Mr. Qadhimi needed to face legal consequences for the death of the protester and said the prime minister should pay the price for the killing, Wall Street Journal recalled. Asaib al-Haq is a U.S.-designated terrorist organization. As part of the PMF, it is a formal arm of the Iraqi Armed Forces.